please raise your hand if you have a question for Tori, and I will call on you. We'll start off with Evan Thompson. Go ahead, Evan.
Tori, we saw the news about Asdrubal. Can you take us through that roster maneuver?
I can. You know, he was picked up on waivers by the Cincinnati Reds, and we were able to inform him today shortly after 1 o'clock that, you know, and that's when the transition began. So, look, Cabbie meant so much to this team. He brought, you know, such a stable at bat, a stable, steady, with stable, steady defensive play. And then behind the scenes inside of the clubhouse, he was always teaching and searching out opportunities to help us get better. And his conversations took him to veterans, to young players. So he's going to be missed. But on the flip side of it, you know, he's going to be going to a team that's in a playoff race. And we find a lot of satisfaction in that. So it was hard to say goodbye to him, but we know that, you know, he's in a spot where he's going to get an opportunity to potentially play in the postseason. And he's up and on his way. The corresponding move, we need to hold off on letting you know what that is. We're presently getting that player through protocols, and we'll get that information to you as soon as possible. And that's why the lineup hasn't gone out yet as well.
Paul Casella.
I know you said the lineup hasn't gone out yet. Any update on Marte, how he's doing today, whether he'll be playing tonight?
Yeah, Marte, I'll play the handout a little bit, is not going to be playing today. He's day-to-day and will be available off the bench.
Tori, do you guys need to send him for tests, or how is he feeling? How is he doing compared to last night?
Yeah, you know, once again, he was eager to play. He was, you know, showing us that he was had the flexibility and the strength that required him to go out there and play. I was the one that made the decision. I at that point in the game with the score the way it was, I decided to take him out of the game. So he's not getting tested. He's not going to leave the team. He's here. And we just feel like this is something where him speaking up helped us get ahead of it. And my anticipation is we use him today off the bench. And if we need to put him in the game, we would be able to. And then hopefully get him in the lineup tomorrow.
Mark Brown.
Happy Friday to Tori. I'm going to change the topic just a little bit. If you were asked yesterday, I wasn't here, so I apologize for that. But I know with a couple guys that made contributions last night were from the Philly area. I know you spent your last days here with the Phillies. What are some of your recollections about being here, Old Veterans Stadium in the city? Some of your thoughts about that?
Yeah, I have very fond memories of this town and this organization. I know that they were a very tight-knit group at that point in time. You know, I felt like I was part of a family here, and that was always a very nice feeling. I just remember the fans being very intense and very passionate. You could get a base hit and they would stand up and get and applaud for you. And then the very next at bat, you'd strike out in a crucial situation and they'd let you hear it. So it definitely toughened me up, and I'll never forget my time here. I always look back on the time that I was here with fondness and played with some very good teammates and for some very good people. Yeah, and I know that we had some players with close connections to this area, and you know, a couple of them had real nice days yesterday, and we'll want that to continue. It's always nice to come back home, and it's always nice to play in front of your family and friends and get a chance to show off for them, and we had our guys do a very good job of that yesterday.
Just a brief editorial note, Philly is my hometown. I did talk to Christian Walker about the old Trap Inn and ask him about that. He has some stories about the old bar near the near his high school, where he went to high school. It was right around the corner from where we live. So Pat, just excuse me for a second for an editorial comment. But I've had an opportunity to talk to some Philly guys. Phil Goslin was here, and because of the pandemic, I haven't had a chance to talk with Zach. But some really nice stories with Kristen. So thank you, Tori.
Yeah, thank you, Mark. A couple of health updates. Merrill Kelly threw a 23-pitch bullpen today. I was able to connect with him. He said he felt very good. Stamina was fantastic. It wasn't at any point, he didn't feel at any point through that bullpen that he was running on fumes. He felt strong throughout. We'll continue to progress him, and I'll keep you posted on what's in store for him. No update on Luke Weaver. I know that he's getting very close to passing through the protocol, and once he does, he'll begin his progression, getting off the mound, getting lives, and try to get him back on that same course that he was on prior to being put into the close contact protocol. I also had a chance to connect with Cole Calhoun. Cole is continuing his light running progression. And feeling good. The swing feels good. And, we're trying to wait for that day when we start to combine everything, when he swings and runs in a game, but we're not quite there yet.
Nick Ricaro.
Tori, what is the Ezdrubal Cabrera move kind of mean for other guys on your roster?
You guys have seen this now for the past several weeks where we're starting to get very youthful and give opportunities and meaningful at-bats to some younger players. And I think that's going to continue to be the trend. It's an opportunity for us to evaluate and see what these guys can do. And, it's an extended look. It's something deeper and deeper than just the September call-up where you're going to get, six or seven starts as a position player, three or four outings as a reliever. I mean, these are tough stadiums to play in against very good opponents. And we're getting a really healthy look at some of our young up and coming players, and we can evaluate them properly and make sure that we're that much further ahead for the start of our 22 spring training.
Jack Summers.
Specifically, you guys seem pretty interested in seeing what Josh Van Meter can do at third base. I think you might have mentioned that before, and we've seen him there a couple of times. Should we expect to see a little bit more of him at third on and off, maybe taking turns with Drew Ellis?
Yeah, perhaps. Josh's defensive metrics at second base for the month of August have started to tick up considerably. So we feel like, getting him to that point and making sure that he had that good foundation was an important part of moving him over to third base. So, we feel like this is the time, since he does have that base and that foundation at second base, to see what he can do over third base. So, defensive versatility is important to this organization. You can see what some of the moves are like late in the game where I'm taking several players and moving them from one side of the field to the next. And it gives me a lot of opportunity to get the perfect matchup offensively and then be able to position the lineup the right way to make sure that the next time around through that lineup that our guys are going to be in a good spot to have success. So it just doesn't allow you to punch from the same position. It makes us very versatile and very dangerous.
Nick Ricaro.
Tori, what do you got on the Julie Walker family spread today? Did they anything new?
Yeah, today they were cake pops without the stick. So I'm already three over par for that. And if there's anything left right now, I'm going to go get a couple more. So, a fantastic way for us to connect from the clubhouse to, somebody's parent. And I always enjoy that. I know I'm a parent. I'm a baseball player, and it's always nice to know that I'm connected to him and the rest of the group there. So I'm sure that she feels good about knowing that those meatballs were were consumed. I think it was 150 of them. Every single one of them was gone. And I also got to give her some props for her her pepper salad. I had a lot of that too. So she seems pretty dynamic. I know Christian has a cooking bug in him as well, and I know where he got it from.
Thompson. Torrey, last night the seven runs the Phillies scored were all unearned. Have you had a chance to review the errors that led to those runs yet?
Yeah. It was very frustrating for me to watch that. We're better than that. When you look up and you see a big league baseball team that gave up seven unearned runs, that's unacceptable. And we're not gonna let that happen again. It's my job to make sure that I'm talking to the coaches who are relaying messages to the players to make sure that we tighten that up. And we will. It's my job to focus on all nine innings of a game. So after the game, I wanted to make sure that I touched on the very good eight innings that we played. And I acknowledged that with the group afterwards. But it's also my job to highlight those areas where we need to improve. And it definitely didn't go unnoticed. And we're going to do our best to not let that happen again.
And then on another topic, you've talked about the versatility of players defensively. While you played, you played all four infield positions in your career. I saw you played second more than the others, but you did have a nice spread out there. How has that helped you as a manager guide your players through playing multiple defensive positions?
I think it's a very fair question. I think a lot of times as a teacher, you go to your own personal experiences when you need to. And I go back to those times quite often in my own mind. I don't talk about it, but in my own mind, I know the challenges that they face, and, you know, aligning with the player and understanding that it is a challenge and it's hard, but it's doable. I know it's doable. And I tell them that it will allow them to get into a lineup or get extra at bats. And instead of being removed from a game, you're able to transition and move to another place. It's going to allow you to get a couple more at bats in that game. So I know that because it happened with me quite a bit. And I was thankful for those opportunities that I got. And I wanted to be good at it. And I want these guys to understand that you can be good at it. And it takes a lot of work and takes a lot of focus and preparation. But we're going to identify those targets that we want to maneuver around the field, and we're going to expect them to be excellent at it.
Back to you, Nick.
Corey, is the guy that you're bringing up today that hasn't cleared protocols, do you think he's going to end up playing a lot as well? And I guess I kind of compare it to when you had Fairchild up earlier and he didn't actually end up playing a lot. Do you think that this guy's going to end up getting a few more at-bats or more regular playing time than that?
Yeah, that's my anticipation. If he clears protocol, he'll be in the starting lineup tonight. And, you know, what is a lot? We got to define a lot. I don't want you to trap me with that. But I in comparison to Stu, I know it might be a little bit different. But obviously, you know, this is a very good player because he's in the big leagues and very deserving of this opportunity. We want to be able to evaluate him. So I'll find that sweet spot with the balances. I'm not sure, but he's going to play.
Anything else for Torrey? Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Torrey.